Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me.
Anyway, the wind. I was singing the end.
Mama.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Gen Z. I am Laura.
I'm here.
Yeah, she is here.
Hello.
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi.
My straw
and my boba got really tiny, and now I can't drink out of it.
Sure you can.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Let's take off the top.
Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off.
Take off the top.
I'm a minor.
Zip the cup.
I'm talking about the cup on your... No, the
not
top.
The top.
I know what you were talking about.
Not the side, not the wrapper.
I know what you were talking about.
Your cup's a wrapper. You can call him MC Boba.
I was going to go Lil Boba.
Lil Boba.
Lil Boba.
MC Boba Fett.
Your daughter says my hair looks like Chewbacca. That's what she said to me. I sat down next to her and she went, "You look like Chewbacca." And I went,
Was that Avery or Megan?
Avery.
I can tell you right now, the amount of times my kid has seen Star Wars, she probably met Yoda.
Excuse me?
Your hair looks nothing like Yoda.
No, it's not green.
I was already insecure about him when I got it. I cut my hair.
Like 20 inches off.
It's adorable. I love it.
I do like it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I got curtain bangs.
Well, I can't see them because you, like, tuck them back.
Yeah. She's like, I have curtain bangs and they are behind her ears.
Well, I'm not used to them. So, like, it's just like...
Her curtain bangs are on a... What is that thing called? That's, like, off to the side where you tuck things.
Oh, like the little hook that holds the curtain back.
Yeah, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Her curtain bangs are on a curtain hook.
Well, I've never had curtain bangs and my hair used to be, like, to my lower back.
Like your butt.
Like my butt. So my brain just like naturally moves it to the back of my ear whenever it gets in my face. So I'm getting used to them though. I didn't realize they were tucked behind my glasses. Also, when I put back on my glasses, they get stuck while I'm putting them on. And I did take off my glasses to wipe them earlier. So that could have been the reason.
I'm going to go cut my hair.
Okay. I keep wanting to shave my head off, like all my hair off.
Your head off?
Yes. I'm going to shave my head off.
Shave my head off. I'll look so much better. You know what? It'll be so much cooler with that head.
I think so. I would like that. I'm going to try it.
My hair is so annoying. I'm going to take it off my whole head.
Take it off.
Take off my entire head.
Take it off. It'll be like that movie that was the Return to Oz.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like Ozma. No, not Ozma.
I don't know her damn name.
What is the lady's? Ozma was the girl.
It's the witch.
Right.
That can just take off a head and put on a new one.
Damn it. What was her name?
I don't know. She was creepy as hell. Between them and Wheelers.
Oh, I love the Wheelers.
Nope.
I want to say Queen Beryl, but that is totally Sailor Moon.
I have no phone with me, so I
got this.
Queen, take it off!
If I know how to spell.
Return to Oz.
Have you seen Phineas and Ferb, Candace Against the Universe?
Mombi! Her name was Mombi.
Like two words?
No, like M-O-M-B-I. Mombi.
Oh, Mombi?
Mombi.
I don't know. I was just like, Mombi. I was like, yeah, Mombi.
She was
drinking.
Princess Mombi.
Mombi drinking.
Mombi drinking.
Oh, no. That would be my... Take it off!
I tried.
Can you not take a top off?
I can't take
it. Stick your finger in the hole. Go from there.
Just drink it out of the hole at this point.
Give me the thing. She can't get the boba out. I really wanted to hit the bottom of that cup so hard. Give me the thing.
So my child is struggling with the plastic lid on the boba cup.
Well, it's not my fault. It came with a little straw that got stuck in the cup.
Not to worry. Sabrina fixed it.
I got this.
I'm going to burp.
Because I just like I almost said, dear Lord, I almost said Jumanji'd it, but that's not right.
Sorry about my burp.
We could have edited that out.
I announced now it before I did it.
Now it's just awkwardly doing, like, sorry about my burp, and they're going to be like, what the hell is she talking about?
Sorry, Chris, when you edit this episode.
No, keep my burp in.
We drank a lot of vodka.
I don't even know what's in this drink.
Currently, Sabrina and myself are drinking, I guess, Blackberry Arnold Palmers that are spiked with vodka.
Yeah.
And by spiked with vodka, like an entire bottle of vodka.
I'm drinking a boba tea from Publix.
Look at you being all healthy and shit.
I don't think boba's that healthy.
Is boba healthy?
I mean, this is strawberry lemonade green tea.
See, that sounds damn healthy.
But my normal boba order is not this healthy. It's normally...
Although, if we talk about our drinks, we'd be like, yeah, it's blackberry tea lemonade.
Right.
That sounds damn... With vodka.
With vodka.
My normal boba order?
That's like potatoes. We could just say we've got potatoes on the side.
I feel like it's better than the beer we drink.
Maybe, probably. Yeah.
My normal boba order from, like, boba shops is a chocolate milk tea and strawberry popping boba pearl, so it's like a chocolate covered strawberry.
But there
was a little package of boba at Publix, and I went, oh my god, look, a little package of boba from Publix. And mom said, which flavor do you want? Okay, that's what happened. Cart.
Oh, that's really cute of you. And my kids go, oh, popping things. I go, no,
I only have one though, so like I feel like it's easier to buy crap for one than when you have two.
Or I just go, okay, but you're sharing.
Right. Like, they could have shared that because there's four, so they each should get two.
Wait, there's
four cups in that package.
Oh, it's like a pack thing.
Yeah, it came in a little pack.
Yeah. You know what would have happened? Is they would have each grabbed one, gone through half, and gone, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have cried.
Or you just bring it Jocelyn.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although one time I got Jocelyn Takis and she didn't finish them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I forgot them in your bag. But
yep.
But I will say, we were shopping for hurricane snacks or something. I don't remember. But I went, oh, Sabrina bought those and they were really good. So we bought a bag.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you...
What did we buy?
It was
like
a Dorito chili lime.
Lime, yeah.
Chocolate type thing. Yeah. And they were nice and crunchy.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
Okay, it makes me feel better because I was just like, she didn't eat them. And no,
I did like them. She didn't like them. I realized I forgot them in your bag when I got into the house.
Okay, it makes me feel better about life.
But yeah, I did enjoy them, I swear.
Okay.
Yeah, I do remember that conversation. That was for Hurricane Ian, not Hurricane Nicole. So, you know, Hurricane of the Month Club over here in Florida. Oh, yeah.
I finished my boba.
I'm proud of you.
Very proud.
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
I finished cheese and popcorn.
Yeah, Sabrina did do that.
Do you want this popcorn that's on the...
Okay.
Wait, let me throw it in your...
Okay.
Are you ready?
It's not going to go. It's going to end up on the floor, and Zero doesn't eat popcorn.
Are you ready?
But I will.
Go.
Okay.
Okay.
That's on my glasses.
I hit her glasses. Just so everybody knows, like I said, they're going to try again.
We are.
Oh.
Put it in your mouth. Okay.
Oh, that was so close.
It went in her mouth. Good job.
It went in my mouth.
It went in the mouth.
And then she smacked the Funko shelf.
Yeah, it hurt my hand a little.
My mom stubbed my toe. I was just minding my own business. I was minding my own business, going to throw something away in the trash. And we have one of those stupid trash cans where it's behind the door cabinet.
A lot of people do, so that's fine.
And I went to go close it on my own. I close it with my foot, though, because my mind tells me that the cabinet's dirty, so I'll close it with my foot. So I went to go close it. Like, I my foot's approaching to close it. Then my mom comes and slams it closed, and it hit my big toe. And I was like, you just stubbed my toe. And she was like, okay.
Or she slammed your foot in the door.
She stubbed my toe.
I'm going with she slammed your foot in the door.
Was it your toe? It only hit my big toe.
Yeah, but slam your foot in the door sounds far better. And by far better, I mean CPS!
And no, she didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
I keep waiting for them to show up at my door. So.
I'm just dramatic, please.
Thank God they don't listen to our show.
Right.
I'm just...
What was it, three episodes ago about the pirates and the weed? Like, that was great. That was great.
You were the ones who made me say it on air. I wasn't going to.
We had to really twist your arm.
It was a lot of twisting going on, not really.
No. That's right. Listen, Chubby Checker.
But it was a dream.
Like we did last summer.
It was a dream. It wasn't even real.
It wasn't real. All right. Talking about real things, though.
Yep. Rolling the dice.
Trivia. Trivia time.
Roll the dice.
Rolling with my homies. Oh, I miss Brittany Murphy.
She did.
She went way too soon.
She did. She was only like 32.
She was real young. Like Aaron Carter, 34.
Oh,
wow.
I know. That was sad.
Wow. He also wanted to dance with me. All right. So from the 2010s, which Disney show had its last episode in 2011?
Oh, boy.
Was it Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, Jesse, or Lizzie McGuire?
Wizards of Waverly Place or Hannah Montana or Lizzie McGuire. It wasn't Jesse. There is no way it was Jesse. Wizards of Waverly Place. No?
I don't know. I got married in 2011.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, congratulations.
It was Wizards of Waverly Place or Hannah Montana.
I got married in 2009.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to go with...
I think Jesse's... It wasn't Jesse.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's what I said.
That's your final answer.
It's Lizards of Waverly Place or Hannah Montana.
It's probably Lizzie McGuire.
Or, well, it's no. Out of those three.
All right, so your guess is anyone but Jesse.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The answer is Hannah Montana. Oh,
I was right. It was.
I couldn't remember because I remember they came out with the Hannah Montana movie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was before I was married. I was like 2010, maybe. Because there was the dance. And it was very popular. And they did it on the cruise ship. That's the only way I remember.
Oh, was that the... Oh, what was it?
Slap it. Contrify it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that big line dance.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And then you slapped a bunch of things.
Yeah. I probably would have gone Hannah Montana.
Crisscross. Applesauce.
Because my stepdaughter watched Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Before Jocelyn was born. I feel like, or Jocelyn was like a baby, you would not have watched it. But yeah. We watched Hannah Montana in the house. Wasn't Jesse because I don't think Jesse was a show until after Hannah Montana.
Was Jesse a spinoff of That's a Raven?
No.
No.
Jesse is its own thing.
Oh. That's a redheaded chick though, right?
No, but Jesse was in something else before she was in Jesse.
She was in, was it?
Victorious? No.
Sweet Life on Deck.
She was in Sweet Life on Deck.
I was going to say Sweet Life, but they always
because in one of the Jesse episodes, what's his name?
Zach and Cody?
No. What's his name?
Mr. Mosby.
Maybe. What does he look like?
Oh, no. It was the butler. No, the Spanish guy.
No.
It was the black guy.
Yes.
Mr. Mosby.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He appeared in an episode of Jesse because she was on Sweet Life of Death.
Right. So I know Hannah Montana and Sweet Life of Zach and Cody were on at the same time.
Oh.
And then Sweet Life on Deck was after Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. And then I know Jesse was after all of those ended.
Okay.
So.
See, my Disney Channel was Jesse, Liv and Maddie, Ant Farm.
Right. You were after Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
So they would have all
ended. I was
ended.
A baby while Hannah Montana and stuff was happening.
Right. That's why I ended in 2011.
But I feel like I watched like the ending of Hannah Montana.
I remember.
Yeah. I watched some Hannah Montana.
I remember Lizzie McGuire.
That was
when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was the big debate. Is it going to be is it going to be Lizzie McGuire, Hilary Duff, or is it going to be Lindsay Lohan that is going to be like the bigger star?
Right, because that's when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And that's when both of them were popular.
Yeah.
And then it was after Lizzie McGuire that Hannah Montana became popular.
Yeah.
So I knew it was either going to be Hannah Montana. What was the other one?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
No, she watched Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, okay.
That was me?
That was you.
Oh, this was on Nickelodeon. But do you remember Haunted Hathaways?
Yes.
Okay, do you know Haunted Hathaways? Nope. Probably not. Your kids are too young.
Haunted Hathaways was the answer to Wizards of Waverly Place.
Haunted Hathaways was on Nickelodeon.
Right. It was Nickelodeon's answer to... Wizards of Waverly Place.
So Haunted Hathaway is basically about this family, and they move into this house that has a bakery under it because they're going to open this bakery. And in the house, there's three ghosts. There's a dad, and then the oldest child, and then the younger sibling. And typically...
The father and his two kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go.
I'm listening.
Brandon's so drunk. Go ahead.
I'm here for it.
All right, so the father and his...
Father, older
The older sibling and the younger sibling. Go ahead.
They're dead.
They're dead in the house.
In the basement.
They're ghosts. No, not in the basement.
Oh.
Anyways.
There's a bakery in the basement.
No.
Then what did he
say? On the first floor. They live above it.
Typically, nobody can see the ghosts, but yeah. This family could. And then they live with the
ghosts. It wouldn't be much of a story if they couldn't.
Right?
I don't know. There's this TV show called Ghosts, and only one of them can't see him, and then the other one can.
Oh my goodness, it's the greatest show ever. You should watch it. It is not scary at all.
It says ghosts.
Yeah, no. Listen, I like ghosts better than What We Do in the Shadows.
Whoa. Calm yourself down now.
Once again, all I heard you say is What We Do in the Shower.
I don't know which one I like more. I think I don't
I like
know.
Ghosts.
I love What We Do in the Shadows.
I like Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
What We Do in the Shadows, I mean, Ghost. Ghost is funny, but it's not What We Do in the Shadows.
I would never seek out either of those shows.
Anyways, the Thundermans,
because they're both very
the funny. Thundermans did a little crossover episode with the Haunted Hathaways, and the Thundermans could see the ghosts since they had superpowers.
The ghosts have superpowers?
No, the Thundermans.
Oh, I thought you were saying that the Thundermans could see the ghosts because the ghosts had superpowers.
No, the Thundermans could see the ghosts because the Thundermans had superpowers.
I mean, the family who moved there did not have superpowers, but the Thundermans do. But the Thundermans is a different show.
So was the Thundermans' superpower to see ghosts?
No.
No, they were like the Incredibles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like Nickelodeon's version of the Incredibles.
They're like, what are we going to call this show?
The Thundermans.
That's their last Thundermans. Name. Like the Incredibles.
Like the Incredibles.
And then the son, but the son and the Thundermans wants to be evil.
Don't you want to be evil?
That's Disney.
Like me.
Don't you want to be song. Cruel?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please, Galinda Maleficent, teach me how to be evil.
April Rhodes! Continue on. All right, roll the dice.
Oh, is it my turn?
We only have 180s left. Who's gonna get it?
Let's see.
Who's gonna win?
Let's see.
Normally, I
get rid of it this round.
Who's
90s?
Whoa.
Why does it take y'all so long to read the little number?
I can't see. I'm old.
As you hand me a card, and I've got to adjust the distance of it. What did many girls do to their hair in the 90s?
Butterfly clips.
Okay, how about we listen?
Well, that's the first thing I thought of.
Okay, well, you're both wrong. Yes. So let's listen to the options.
That's 90s,
was
early
it 2000s. Braid, crimp, shave their head, or straighten?
Crimp.
It is crimp.
Yay!
Unless you're Britney Spears and then
Yay!
Shave your head.
Yay!
No, that was in 2007.
I know.
We didn't shave our head until 07, okay? 2000.
Well... I know. And then we were like, let's shave half our
I nose. Got a Circus Britney Funko Pop.
Circus. 90s. I feel like a failure. Can't roll a one. No.
Oh! Which boy band?
Oh my god.
Oh!
Dear Lord.
I'm so concerned with this question.
I'm so excited.
Okay, which boy band featured Nick, June, Justin, and Jeff? What? Oh, I have to read.
Oh, you know this one.
I know this one.
I saw them live. You saw them live.
And I pretended to know their songs.
You did. You were super excited when they did the 90s medley.
Oh, my.
Because they sang Britney
they
Spears.
They sang Britney Spears. Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, NSYNC, O-Town.
Say the members' names again.
Oh, Nick, my gosh, you can't because then you'll know.
Nick, Jude, Justin, and Jeff.
Yeah, that's what
Okay.
98
degrees.
Yeah,
my mom said, get in the car. We're going to see 98 degrees.
I did.
And I said, it is only 86 degrees outside. And she said, no, it's a band stupid.
It's
and
about
I went,
to get
oh.
hotter where we're going.
Oh my God, it was so hot and inside of the theater, man.
Was it 98 degrees?
It was hotter than 98 degrees.
Anyways.
I've always found them hotter than 98 degrees too.
Anyways, she said, no, stupid, that's the band. And I went, okay. And I was like, but what kind? And she was like, a boy band. And I was like, okay. And then...
listen to 98 Degrees all the way there.
And then they have this song about stalking.
They did. They do. They do. My child pointed out to me that it's about stalking.
She doesn't know him, but he knows her and sees her everywhere. That's a stalker. That's a stalker.
No, I can't remember.
But it's the girl of his dreams.
It is the girl of his dreams. It's not the hardest thing, is it? No.
I don't
know. No, that's the one. That's the one where they talked about cheating. And
oh,
they
the hardest
cheated.
Thing was about cheating.
And it was the hardest thing. Clearly not that hard, just saying.
yeah.
Maybe it's a little too hard. Maybe that's the issue.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Anyways, they are stalkers, so.
My friend was so excited that her and...
Nick?
Not Nick.
I don't know.
True.
But one of them was wearing a Britney Spears shirt,
and
she
was
wearing,
also wearing a
Britney, I pointed that out.
The same Britney Spears shirt.
And I have that Britney Spears shirt, and now I'm upset I didn't wear it to the 98 Degrees
I'm
concert.
I'm really upset, and you too.
I'm wearing a Metallica
Quick,
shirt.
Name three Metallica songs.
The one from Stranger Things. No, I'm kidding.
Good job.
I got it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Seek and Destroy, For Whom the Bells Toll, and Trapped Under Ice. Thank you.
And none of them were Enter Sandman.
No.
I don't like that one.
I do.
Okay.
Exit Night. No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Enter Light.
It's not bad. It's just overplayed.
Never
like that.
When, I really wanted to ask him that.
When someone's like, when like you're out and a Metallica song is playing, it's always that one.
Now it's Master of Puppets.
I have not heard Master of Puppets while I was out and about.
For my wedding, we had everybody...
Did you play Metallica?
We had everybody enter to Enter Sandman.
Nice.
Yeah. Mainly so my sister could just pretend to kick in a door.
Nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate... All right.
Roll, child.
80s. 80s.
I want it, dude.
No! You manifested it! I wanted to get it.
You did get it.
No, I wanted to read it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Fine.
That means I would have needed to roll it.
Yeah.
I'm a failure.
All right. It's okay. From our last 80s question of this trivia pack. You guys ready? A portable stereo was also known as what?
I know.
Was it a Walkman, a boombox, a shoulder radio, or a stereo system?
A Walkman.
A boombox.
And there you guys go for the generational gap. It is a boombox.
Because it's a stereo. Walkman was a one-person user.
You know, when you first read it out loud, boombox came in my head, but then you said Walkman, and I thought of Stranger Things.
Right, because she did use a Walkman.
Yeah, but you can only, like...
But I thought of a... Who did this? I want to contact their lawyer.
You did it.
I didn't. I would not have done that.
I don't...
For context, somebody flipped the lids of the trivia boxes in, like, a wave formation, and it's, like, weird.
I think they've just been open for so long.
Oh.
For months on end.
I didn't think of that. Okay, so now when someone rolls...
So you did it.
No, I did it. Now when someone rolls...
Ones and twos get 90s.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I got you.
Ones and twos are
90s. Ones and twos are
90s. I love the 90s.
We're almost done with the 90s, too.
It's right.
Okay. Go, Laura.
It's your birthday. Go.
Oh, no. I was doing, like, go, ninja, go.
I don't know what you just called me, but I don't think it's appropriate.
Hey, baby. Okay. What was the number one song of 2019? What? Oh, I didn't know we were 2010.
So, guys, it's 2010.
Guys, that was, like, 4 years ago.
Five.
Three.
2019.
20. 21.
22. Oh, yeah, 3 years ago.
I don't know if we all got five.
I was closer to four because we're almost 2023.
She has
we're
a point.
We're in November.
She has a point.
2022.
I don't even want to talk about November.
You know,
I've lost 2 years of my life.
I miss the Halloween season. I want to go back in time. That was fun. And now Mariah Carey. All right,
the number one song in 2019.
It was not long ago. Okay. Was it Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, Juice by Lizzo, Señorita by Shawn Mendes, or Bad Guys by Billie Eilish?
Old Town Road.
Listen, one, I feel like all of those songs are just now.
No.
That's what I said. We've lost like 3 years.
I know. Old Town Road. Listen, I'm love going you.
Bad Guy.
Listen, I love you, Lil Nas.
Oh, no, wait. I'm going Bad Guy, or I'm going, what was the other one before Bad Guy?
Señorita.
That one.
By Shawn Mendes.
Those are my two guesses.
I love you, Lil Nas X.
Nobody wants Juice.
But Old Town.
I feel like Juice just came out.
It didn't. I love you, Old Town Road. But I know I love you, Lil Nas X, but Old Town Road was not your best word.
Man, 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 man,
Old Town Road. I gotta.
You know, what's the answer before I say this? What's the answer before I start ranting?
Old Town Road.
Thank you.
I really?
It was.
Thank you.
With Billy Ray Cyrus, who,
Miley Cyrus's
dad, who was Hannah Montana.
That's right.
No, if you know the secret, you're not supposed to say.
My bad.
Listen, Hannah Montana was over in 2011. Anyways. I feel like we all...
So the...
That's why it was over before her dad's career got a kickstart again.
The style goth also heavily includes the music you listen to, right? Right. So...
Wait, the music I listen to?
No, not you. No, just like in general. If you're goth, your music would match up with your style.
So what's goth?
No, yeah, what? Please explain goth music.
I'd say like She Wants Revenge would be goth.
Okay, because I'm not going to lie, in my head, I heard for like Whom the Bell's Toll. Like, I also just heard really old church music.
For goth music?
Yeah.
I feel like old Metallica could be goth.
Okay, what's the difference between goth and emo?
The style.
Okay, how you dress.
Yeah.
What is it?
You wear less eye makeup when you're goth.
Anyway, no.
Not necessarily.
No. You wear more eye makeup when
you're... No. You paint your face wears a lot. More white first.
You paint your face white and it's they have heavy eyeliner.
That's goth.
Yeah. Anyways.
But emo is just a lot of heavy eyeliner.
Have you heard...
And no white face.
Have you heard the song Tear You Apart?
So what am I?
Oh my God, Sabrina.
Go ahead, tell us what you're saying.
Have you heard the song Tear You Apart by
I'm
She...
I'm a clown.
You're something, all right.
You won't tear me apart. By who?
Have you heard the song Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge?
No.
No, but I mean, I'm interested.
Okay, I'll play it.
Tell me more.
I'll play it after the show. I'll play it after the show. But that I would consider goth music. People are calling Billie Eilish goth. And she is not goth.
She's
music.
Not goth.
I wouldn't say she's
but people
goth.
Are always, but people are like, yeah, I'm so goth. I listen to Billie Eilish. And then they're just in like that e-girl style. And it makes me like cringe.
What's an e-girl?
I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just man. Okay.
Oh my God. I don't know how to explain their style.
Try.
They'd wear
they're like VSCO girls.
Which is like
isn't that VSCO?
Why did you turn into a chick monk?
Which is the one that clicks?
That's VSCO.
That's VSCO, which is like a valley VSCO. Girl.
No.
Yeah.
But they suck their teeth.
What?
Yeah, they suck their that's how else do you make that sound?
That was the
okay. They're little snakes.
Dang, they were not Valley Girls though. Like totally,
they were not Valley Girls.
The way they dressed is very Valley Girl.
No, it wasn't. They wore shorts and then oversized t-shirts, so you couldn't see your shorts, and then scrunchies, and they put their hair.
Why are you describing a Valley Girl?
I feel like Valley Girls though dress more like brat. You know
no,
what I mean?
Valley Girls did not dress like Brat.
No. Like Brat dolls?
No. Yeah, no.
No.
Yasmin was not a Valley Girl, okay?
No.
I love... Okay.
No, Valley Girls... Like, you would wear short shorts...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With, like, a sweatshirt, like, or you would do the long t-shirt, but you would pull it up...
And tie it.
And tie it.
You had to tie it.
You had
but,
to tie
like,
it.
The VSCO girls didn't tie it.
They didn't tie it.
Okay, so they're lazy Valley Girls.
Lazy Valley Girls.
Anyways. Okay. But...
Not to be confused with Hot Cheetos Girl.
Okay,
Wait, what?
Hot Cheetos Girls.
Okay, can I? I'm just gonna
like. They wear hot Cheetos?
No, they are hot
Cheetos. They just eat hot Cheetos.
No, they're hot Cheetos.
Oh, okay, okay. So an e-girl would wear like...
Wait, like the character, the hot Cheeto?
No, not like Kester Cheeto.
This I'm is like so an confused. E-girl.
Okay, let me see this e-girl.
No, that's not me at all.
Madonna from
the 80s. It's like an anime goth.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But no, I do not dress like that. Don't even go there.
Anime goth. Listen... I've seen this look from you.
Oh, I guess I can't say that. Urban Dictionary just told me not to call anybody a hot Cheetos girl.
Why are you adding an S at the end of Cheeto?
We're not doing it.
I'm just searching myself.
Urban Dictionary said don't do that. Don't do that. We're not doing it.
I've worn it.
I will not say that ever again. Ever.
I need to see if they described it correctly.
No. How would you describe it? Go ahead.
Hot Cheeto girls?
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me what that is.
They were...
No. You guys sound traumatized.
Yeah, so a little bit.
It's a... Time to roll the dice.
Tell me what a hot Cheeto girl is.
Here you go.
No, you can read it.
Urban Dictionary. You can read it. But I will never call somebody that again.
We're so sorry.
Sorry. I apologize.
We didn't know.
I'm an ignorant white woman. I have no idea.
We're drunk.
Yeah, that's...
Jocelyn says yes, though. And she let me say it 4 times. So I'm not very excited about that.
I didn't realize... There's like a bunch of memes about it.
Is it my turn to roll?
It is.
Oh, I'm not. I don't dress eco.
No, it is because I haven't read. No, I just read something about the 2019.
2019, the old time road.
Yes.
The old time road.
I'm going to take my soul to the old time road.
What is
I got a one, so I'm a 90s. I'm a 90s girl.
Oh, this is sports.
Okay, well, let's try it.
Go foosball.
Yay, Michael Johnson.
Michael Jordan led the Bulls
close
to,
enough.
To how many championships in the 90s?
9.
Oh, yeah.
6, 4, 7, or 5?
7.
So not 9.
7.
7.
6.
Yeah, 7.
I said 6. That's what I said.
That's not what you said.
I'm pretty sure.
We said 6.
I think we said 6.
We totally said 6. Play the replay.
Somebody rewind.
Sabrina, I have a... Wait, it's really off topic, but... That's what this whole show is.
Yep.
So a disco ball, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I already asked you this question.
I know. I don't want to hear it again.
Okay. You know how a disco ball... You know how a disco ball has little mirrors all around?
Yes.
If you were to eat those little mirrors, would it be crunchy like a chip or crunchy like a Jolly Rancher?
It'd be crunchy like a mirror.
Oh, crunchy like a chip or crunchy like a Jolly Rancher, Sabrina.
Why are you chewing Jolly Ranchers?
That's weird, I know, but I've heard it, so I know. Crunchy like a chip or crunchy like a Jolly Rancher?
Crunchy like a chip. Who the hell is chewing Jolly Ranchers?
A lot of people.
Listen, now, if you ask everyone, me, once you get past 3 licks of a Tootsie Roll, is it crunchy like that? I might say Tootsie Roll.
No, because it only takes 3 licks to get to the center of it.
Anyways. Listen.
Well, maybe I'm licking a disco ball first.
Listen.
Okay, well, if you lick it first, how many licks does it take to get to the middle?
3.
Hang on.
Tootsie Roll.
Everyone said Jolly Rancher. I was at the skating rink, and we have, like, at my skating rink, there's, like, 6 or 9 disco balls. They're not big. It's, like, there's one big one, and then there's a bunch of little ones surrounding it.
It's like a chip. They're wrong.
Okay.
No, here's why I think it's
and
not
I,
like a chip.
Hold on. I was talking.
I gotta argue with Sabrina.
I'm arguing.
But it's like a Mexican restaurant chip.
No, because here's the thing. You bite into a Jolly Rancher.
It's real crunchy.
Think
Ranchers.
About not the fat, square, little ones. Like, no. The long, stick ones, right?
I'm not.
I don't bite those either.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
In the side of my mouth.
Everyone
until
does.
They are bendy.
Everyone but like does.
The long thin ones. You know which ones I'm talking about? Like when we were kids, and they used and to I make the Jolly Rancher.
Put them
that?
In the side of my
that
mouth.
You fit
Wait.
The whole thing
hang
in your
on,
mouth.
Sabrina. Sabrina.
Okay, maybe you couldn't.
Okay. Anyway, Sabrina, listen.
That is why. Bring on the Jolly Rancher,
Sabrina.
No, no, no.
Listen.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no.
I'm gonna
listen. No, stop. Listen, Sabrina. Nobody bites into a Jolly Rancher, but like if you were to bite into a Jolly Rancher, you know how crunchy that'd be? Just think of it like that. I'm not saying that people are biting into Jolly Ranchers, though people do. I'm just saying, like, just imagine that crunchiness.
Right, because chips are too thin and break too easily.
No, because
exactly.
Like, I feel like if I bite glass, it is going to be more like a Jolly Rancher.
It's not going to get stuck in my teeth, though.
You don't know? Have you bit glass before?
You don't judge
what?
Me.
That part... Listen, that part is correct.
Well, actually,
that is why it is a restaurant quality Mexican restaurant
quality
chip.
Go watch the Jim.
We're talking deep fried tortillas.
Go watch the Jim Carrey.
Not Lay's.
Go watch the Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and watch the part where he eats the glass.
That is true.
Yes,
when he eats the bottle,
nah.
It shatters like you would imagine the disco ball would.
It's not. No, he eats the ornament.
Yeah, that too.
That is not...
But the ornament's more thin like a chip. But the glass bottle would be like a Jolly Rancher.
It's thin like a Lay's potato chip. It is different quality chip here.
Anyways, I was skating and it was towards the end of the session. It was a 4-hour session.
Okay.
And I just sat... I didn't sat there. I skated around and thought about it for like 30 minutes. And I looked to Alira and I asked her. She barely heard me. She kind of just smiled and nodded because she didn't know what I said. And I kept skating, thinking about disco ball.
It would not get stuck in your teeth. And think about it. You would have, you know how sometimes you're eating like potato chips and, well, no, you're eating corn chips because that's what we're talking about, like tortilla chips, like the hard ones, and they get like caught like in your gums. You don't get that with Lay's.
No.
No. But I feel glass would get caught that way.
All right. Follow-up question.
Okay.
What if you were going to eat the hottest girl in school? Epcot ball.
Epcot ball.
How would that be?
It's like
would that be like a chip?
No, that would be like a jawbreaker.
Yeah. No, nice. No. Because I feel, because, no. It'd be like a gusher. All that stuff in the middle.
Would just ooze out?
It would just ooze out.
Oh.
Like you bite in it, it would just be like, blah, blah, blah. Look, there's Rome.
You know? You know the little...
Prove me wrong.
You know the little unstoppable laundry detergent thingies that you put in the bottom of your washing
machine? You don't put those in your mouth! I thought we went over this!
Gen Z, what can I say?
Wait!
Sorry. Gen Z. That's their dinner every night. Every night.
This is why this stuff's locked up!
Let me explain.
Oh,
I'm not saying I'm gonna eat it, but I am saying it does look like it would be yummy.
No, it doesn't.
They look like. Wait! Stop laughing!
I can't.
Stop! They look like. You know the little sheet button candies that grandma buys?
Okay, yeah.
They look like those, alright?
I would say they look more like nerds.
Alright, that's not helping.
I would say if I was going to do the Downy Unstoppable to anything, it would be nerds.
But
no, wait a minute.
Wait. But the Downy Unstoppable beads look like they'd be nice and they'd look like they melt nicely in my mouth if I were to put them
they're
in my mouth.
They're like little chocolate meltaways.
Okay, yes, the chocolate meltaways.
Yeah.
I can see
I'm
that too.
That.
I can see that too.
But I'm not saying.
But not button candy. They're not big enough to be button candy.
I'm not saying I'm going to eat it. I'm just saying they
You've
look.
Thought about it?
Maybe.
She just said. She goes, listen. I was born a Gen Z. I cannot hide who I am.
So how did you take out an entire generation? Well, I gave them options.
Wait.
We can either have Downy Unstoppables or a disco ball.
they're
like, oh, can we have both? Go for it.
You know.
Top the disco ball with the unstoppable beads.
You know.
It's like seasoning.
Freaking apples and like candy. Like, here you go. Handing it out on
balls dipped in the melted. So it's like a candy apple disco ball. Yes.
On a stick.
On a stick.
And they're like, thank you. Those might break more like Jolly Ranchers.
You know? Maybe. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of melting, you know the little wax melts?
Did you try? Laura and I literally just slammed our drinks at the same time.
You know, same exact time.
But when I'm watching...
What?
This is your kid.
I know.
My kids are A's as an asshole. So my kids...
What was I saying?
Are not even smart enough to try this stuff.
I'm not eating any of this stuff. I am thinking about it.
Didn't you tell me one time that you
about it? Is that what you just said? You're thinking about it.
No, not thinking about eating.
Your child's a goat.
Oh, yeah, when I get scared, I play dead.
That's a possum.
No, goats do it too. Yeah, they do. If you scare a goat, they're going to play dead.
They headbutt you.
Yeah, goats headbutt.
What I'm on a- Oh, it's a sheep that does that.
All right, now it's not that funny. Welcome to the episode of Two Drunk Mills the farm animals.
I'm not thinking about grabbing a handful of Downy Unstoppable and shoving it in my mouth.
But you have.
But you clearly have.
I haven't. I'm just saying.
You compared them to candy buttons.
They look like candy. They look like candy. Don't they look like candy?
I am now going out to get a lock and a cage for my laundry detergent, guys.
Don't they look like candy?
No.
Yes.
Nerd.
Oh, God.
And you were just comparing it to candy. The wax melt. Do you get the wax, the people, the girlies on TikTok who wax, and then they'll do the little wax time, the wax story times, and then they'll show you melting the wax, and it's the little beads?
I think Jocelyn's drunk. Welcome to an episode of Two Drunk Males and a Drunk Gen Z. I'm Laura. Hi.
This episode is being done from jail.
Yes. I have not given my kid any alcohol, I promise. I don't know what's going
on.
Weed
on the other
hand. Only in her dreams. Only in her dreams.
Oh my God.
With pirates.
With pirates.
And, all right. And noodles.
Before I lose any more control of this episode,
hang
guys.
On.
It's gone.
You don't know. You don't get the people. You know people who wax hair.
Yes.
They wax hair.
You can go get your hair waxed and rip it off.
Okay, like I'm getting my eyebrows or my lip or my bikini area.
I was just saying crotch, bikini area.
Yeah, I don't know why you're saying, I don't know why you're using discreet names.
Eyebrow and lip are not discreet names.
Stop using the code names.
All right, you're clitoris.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I think I peed my pants. Why do you...
I don't know why I went there.
Why do you have
a... I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I just...
I think calling it your bikini area, not your eyebrows or lips.
Oh my God.
All right, but you can't. You don't wax your vagina either.
You wax your clit either.
Listen, nobody even knows where that is.
No,
so
it's not true.
I know where it is.
Not men that are doing this, so women can find it.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Excuse me.
Outer labia.
But still.
Outer labia. Okay.
Well, I was trying to think of some else for lips.
Crotch is better than bikini area.
Oh my God.
What was I saying?
Yeah. Episode of
No one knows what you're saying, Sabrina.
We're going for a bikini one.
Isn't that what they call Brazilian?
It's Brazilian.
A Brazilian.
Oh God!
Are you crying?
And my stomach.
You guys don't get the people who wax hair on your For You page, and they're melting the wax, and then they're telling little stories.
listen, in order
for- And then they're telling little story times about their wax clients.
No, in order for us to get that on your For You page, we have to actually watch those videos.
Y'all don't find them interesting?
No.
No.
Hold on. The only one I have found interesting, she's not melting wax, but she goes, thank you for calling spa. Ha ha ha. Have you heard her? And she talks about her waxing stories.
No. I get a lot of cooking and probably lesbian TikTok.
I am on gay TikTok, surprisingly.
Shocked.
Shocker.
And now, Sabrina, she's 16.
Now there's a line! You're talking about waxing a clitoris! And now there's a line!
If you're waxing your clitoris, I think you need to go to a doctor.
I don't wax anything, so there's that.
Stop drinking ice while laughing. You're going to choke, Sabrina.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shock. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Did we make it through the full thing of questions?
Yes, we did. I have no idea what has gone on the last 15, 20 minutes of this show.
This is what hard alcohol
I'm not going to eat. I'm not going
to stick to beer.
I'm not going to eat mirrors, waxes, or Downy Unstoppables. I was just saying I'm not saying the mirror look is good, but I'm saying I'm saying that Downy Unstoppables and the wax melts looks like candy.
Go wax your clit, guys. And so
that's don't start that episode like that. Why would you say that?
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.